rejected, I will remain confident in this. I will see. The easiest thing to do, but I will wait on you. Oh, yes, I will trust in you. Oh, Lord, I will trust. Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morton?
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord.
Destiny. Spread grace, speak truth, restore. This is the kingdom,
kingdom.
The kingdom.
Kingdom.
Yes, it is. God, spread the word.
Spread the word.
Tell the world that you do it all over again. Gotta forgive, gotta be calm. Gotta teach faith, gotta live love. Spread your healing, set the bound free. Lord, I have the faith. Please use me to spread grace,
spread grace.
Speak truth,
speak truth.
Restart.
Restore.
This is the kingdom.
Kingdom.
The kingdom.
Kingdom.
Yes, it is. Gotta spread the word.
Bring your kingdom down.
Lord, I'm trying. Hey.
Ricky Dillard, B.B. Winans, and New G with Any Day Now. Yes, you can anticipate your miracle from God. He is the miracle working God. And that's a perfect lead in into the When You Pray, When You Praise segment of the ministry. Actually, what we call it now, the United Prayer and Praise Ministry. And if you still have a prayer request to get to us, not too late. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, we have Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister. And come on, let's pray.
If I never go through, never have problems, but believe me, I do. There are some days I feel I'm out of my mind, but I won't let. Sometimes we forget that he loves us truly, and in him there's rest. So if you let him, he can carry the load. He's right there beside you. I just want you to know.
And I heard him say, come on to me. And I heard him say, this is where you should be.
It's 7:30 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the United Prayer and Praise Ministry, and we have a number of prayer requests and a praise report. We're praying for the Boston Rescue Mission and their work among the homeless. This is the last Sunday in August, and won't be long before the weather be turning cold, and the great work that they do becomes even more intensified as the cold weather approaches. So we're praying for the Boston Rescue Mission that God will provide the funds and the workers and all that is needed to deal with the many homeless in the Boston area. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying that God's going to touch her back. She's going to have surgery, I believe, this week. And also her eyes, which have been causing a problem for her. And also she's asking for deliverance from smoking, and that she would be reunited with her estranged sister, Michelle of Medford. God would touch her back, her eyes, deliver her from smoking, and reunite her with her estranged sister. We're praying for the family of the late Senator John McCain. He died yesterday, early this morning. We're praying that God's going to minister in their behalf during their time of loss, and strengthen them, and may they be drawn to the reality of Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. We're praying for a pastor who had a son who just had a successful kidney transplant. We're praying that God's going to continue to minister in their lives as well. A past minister of the gospel whose son recently had a kidney transplant, that God's going to minister in their behalf and continue to do the great work in his body. And we're also rejoicing with Ashley and Autumn Francis, that God's going to minister in their behalf. Autumn Francis was born last Sunday morning, late Saturday night. I'm not really sure what the date was, but it was around that time. And they're both home safely with a safe delivery. And they're both home safely and recovering, and hopefully continue to grow in God and his goodness and mercy even unto them. Autumn and Ashley. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking and praising you for this day. And thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're doing. Pray you continue to work in the lives of your servant and through this ministry, Lord, into countless numbers of other lives as well. realizing you raised us up so that we might be a voice and we might be a source of blessing and strength to others. We pray you administer powerfully in us and through us through the Holy Spirit, so that all that we say and all that we do will bring glory, honor, and praise to your name, and salvation and spiritual growth into the lives of multitudes of others is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. So we bring the Boston Rescue Mission before you, Lord, ask you to administer powerfully in their behalf, open doors and make ways, provide for them financially so they might deal with the many homeless and the many hungry in the streets of Boston, and that they might be a source of salvation, benefits, and blessings as well. Realizing, oh Lord, they recognize you, the leech recognizes you as personal Savior and Lord, and you continue to work in their behalf, doing great and mighty things as needy times approach. We pray, oh Lord, you would be a source for them to touch many lives and draw them into the kingdom. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through their ministry is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who's going to face back surgery, has problems with her eyes, and also looking for deliverance from smoking, and that you would reunite her with her estranged sister. Work powerfully in the life of this individual, Lord, recognizing, oh Lord, she's depending upon you, she's trusting in you, she's looking to you, realizing, oh Lord, you are her hope, you are her strength, you are her stay, you will be her all-sufficient portion. As you minister powerfully in her behalf, may she have a tremendous testimony of all that you accomplished and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do in her behalf. And may every situation that seems impossible to mankind would be accomplished by you, because nothing is impossible for you. And we're claiming victory in each and every area of her life, in each and every area of these situations, so she may call one Sunday and tell us of all the wondrous things she's received from your hand, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. And for the sins of the late John McCain, who passed away last night, we pray, O Lord, you administer powerfully in, in their lives, Lord. May they recognize, O Lord, that their help is in you, and that even during this time of loss, you are able, O God, to bless and strengthen them, point them to the reality of the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection power that you have for those who put their faith and trust in you. And may his great work not go unforgotten, but may he receive the benefits and blessings he received from your hand, and as you delivered him in times past, may all those wondrous things come to bear, Lord, as he stands before you, realizing, oh Lord, you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift, and may he have called upon you before it was too late, so that his life might be a blessing in your sight, and also among mankind, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the pastor whose son had a successful kidney transplant, Father, we thank you for how you worked in the lives of these individuals. Pray you continue to strengthen them, move powerfully in their behalf, move in the life of the donor as well. Continue to bless and strengthen, Lord, so that they might recognize their help comes from you, and you're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. And may they continue to yield themselves to you and to your control, so that great and mighty things might be accomplished in and through their lives because of all the wondrous things that they have received from your hand. And may they be a source of testimony in the lives of many others, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Ashley and Autumn, Autumn is the daughter, and Ashley is the mother. And we pray, O Lord, you administer in the life of this young family. May they recognize, O Lord, the benefits and blessings come from you. May the parents raise this child, Lord, in a way that will please and glorify your name. May you meet their every need. May nothing be too hard for you to accomplish in their behalf, and may they as a family go forward testifying this wondrous thing that they receive from your hand, so many might be blessed and many might be strengthened, many might be won into the kingdom, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name, and for your praise and for your glory, amen. It's 7:38 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, the last Sunday in August. Can you believe it? August the 26th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we have been featuring new music and top hits of the year 2018. Want to remind you or inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we begin praising God with you, or pray for you, or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to get us that information. And then as soon as we get it, we'll be in praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or the email address, Donnelly, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Donnelly, V-B at Verizon.net. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 7:40 is the Sounds of Praise time. I want to thank all of you who appreciated the program we did last Sunday with the late Aretha Franklin and the late James Cleveland. A lot of their great music that we were able to get on the air, a lot of their great gospel music that we were able to get on the air. And because of that program, we decided that once, I guess sometime during this time before we go off the air on Sunday morning, sometime between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, we are going to have what we're going to call an old landmark. And we're going to go back and get some things out of the archives that we haven't played for years and years and years and years and years, but they've been great music. And today, as we begin that series, we're going to bring you the GMWA Women of Worship going back to 1994. And if you're a follower of the GMWA, you know the song already before I even play it. This is their big hit, Order My Steps, here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you. Regular feature here on Sounds of Praise is going to be an old landmark song, at least one old landmark song every program sometime before we go off the air between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. And the first one today was GMWA Women of Worship and Order My Steps, going back to 1994. Okay, we got a 7:49 here on WMFO. If we get time to get in maybe two or three more songs, let's go with the Bishop Hezekiah Walker and LFC. And this is No Greater Love here on Sounds of Praise.
Much pain, but through it all, Jesus gave me the strength to stay.
It's 7:55, almost time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We just heard the Bishop Hezekiah Walker LLC with No Greater Love. And in the background, we have the Tri-State Mass Choir. And if you come to him, you can receive that great love. And we pray that you do that. And all you have to do is say, Lord, save me. And if you recognize your need of that salvation and you yield yourself totally, completely to him, he will do just that. He will save you. And if you do that, I want to know about it. Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's for everyone who's given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You receive by calling me. You can receive it by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. Just say, I gave my life to the Lord. I want that free material, and it's yours for the asking. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church or writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to be selling your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or any of those other things. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, if you want to call after or we're off the air, is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Just leave your name and address and all that material that we need, and we'll send it out to you, like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. Okay, like I said, it's time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Plan to be back next Sunday, Lord willing, with more new music and top hits of the year 2018. So until then, it's your host, Don Lee Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. Him.